Hello, Bob.
Sweetheart, it's Bob!
I know, Bob. I have caller ID.
Well, here's the thing. I'm gonna jump off the East River Bridge!
Wait, Bob, no! I love you! I left you because I wanted you to treat me like more than just a piece of furniture.
But I love furniture!
Yes, yes, I see that now. But I also see that I need you in my life.
Well, all that would have been enough to get me off this ledge before, but I've been seeing Butch Levelface!
The insult therapist? But Bob!
I'm a douchebag! Goodbye, wife!
It's your emergency, please.
My husband is gonna kill himself.
Are you positive?
Hey, serious about it?
Yes. He told me he's been visiting Dr. Levelface. You know, Ryu!
Oh, wow, yeah.
He's probably gonna kill himself then.
He said he's gonna throw himself off the East River Bridge.
East River Bridge.
I'm Walter Gibraltar Haltertop, reporting live from the East River Bridge, where Bob, the TV furniture guy, plans to jump to his watery death. If he survives, he will win $50,000. What? Oh, God. I'm sorry, that's a show I wish I was watching. Let's move on. How do you know, Bob? What's your name?
Carol.
Okay, Carol.
Just kidding, it's Carmine.
Okay, Carmine.
Just kidding, Donald.
Good story. How do you know, Bob?
He's my dog's chauffeur.
Really?
Just kidding.
You got me. This is going nowhere. Lady, you seem to be crying. I understand the police have scoured the bridge and that Bob is nowhere to be found. Do you fear the worst? Death? Is that the wife? It's not the wife, is it? Oh, please don't say that. Oh.
Let me try his cell phone.
Yes, let's move on. And it's ringing!
Hey, good timing! I was just about to dive! Where are you?
We're at the East River Bridge. We don't see you anywhere.
Wait, who's we?
Me, the police, Donald, onlookers, everybody!
Oh, honey, you didn't have to go and do all that for me.
Bob, it was the least I could do.
Oh, thanks. Anyway, yeah, I'm here at the, Ah, crap!
What is it?
I'm at the West River Bridge. I'm looking at the sign right now. Oh, MapQuest, you always do this to me! No, it's not! You got all those people together for me!
It was nothing! We'll be over there soon. Just don't jump!
No! I'll meet you over there!
Bob, are you sure? I know you're not very good with directions.
Listen, it'll be easier if I just drive over, okay?
Okay, just drive safe.
Okay! Bye!
Welcome back to Death of a Furniture Salesman.
This is Walter Gibraltar Haltertop on Pop, reporting live. It has been more than 3 hours since our last contact with this allegedly suicidal man, and police are considering a donut run.
I want a crawler!
Give me a lollipop!
Don't worry, he'll be
all
here.
Lollipops are with donuts, right?
Who knew maps go bad?
And the guest of honor has arrived.
Move it, moron. There's no sign around here that says, idiots, please loiter.
Oh, no.
For those listening at home, we seem to have a special guest.
Bob, aren't you supposed to be up on that bridge? Would you mess that up too, Kakuchi?
Butch Levelface, what brings you to the East River Bridge this evening?
I'm his therapist, Gin Blossom. Now listen, Bob, you got no other options. You gotta jump and do a cannonball.
Bob, no, don't listen to him. Or his guitarist.
I don't know, dear. He might be right. I am kind of a faggot tooth numb-nutted dildo of a tossed salad.
You can say that again.
He might be right. I am.
It seemed that all was lost until suddenly from behind the bush came...
So...
I was practicing my trumpet, and you know how you put it down and sit on it?
No!
Long story short, I have a trumpet stuck in my...
Oh, no! Not!
Captain Awkward, I'm so glad you're here. Kind of. Stop staring at me. It's creeping me out.
Oh, hey, Butch. How come you haven't called? Yeah, I miss the time we shared together. You made me feel like a natural woman.
You're not a woman, Arnold. You're a mental case who should be self-conscious. Why can't I embarrass you?
I miss your body heat. Hold me and let me feel that Care Bear cheer. Come on, get your head under my army arms. You can lock your nose hairs with my pity. Spin a web of magic and love a doll. Don't you love that love a doll? Butchie.
I want to thank you for helping me realize that my life is still worth living because, after all, at least I don't have a trumpet stuck in my ass.
And so Bob and his wife drove back to their home on the West River and made love for the first time in years. Captain Awkward, meanwhile, made this otherwise beautiful moment extremely uncomfortable by standing beside their bed, giggling.
Cool.